Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 13th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav and Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin as we continue discussing the Melacha of Tzedah, the Melacha of trapping on Shabbos. And we're specifically going to be discussing the Melacha of trapping when it comes to two people who perform this Melacha together. Says the Mishnah, Tzvi shenichnas lebayis v'noal echad befanav chayiv, that if a deer enters a house by itself, no one pushes it in, no one encourages it to go in, a deer simply enters a home by itself without being chased and so on, and one person locks the door in front of it in order to trap it there, so there he is chayv, he is liable, he has transgressed the prohibition of trapping, he did so by himself, and therefore he has done the aveira of trapping on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, nalu shnayim peturin. But if two people lock the door together, then they're both going to be potter, like we discussed previously. In order to be chayv on a Torah level for doing a malacha, you have to do it by yourself. Closing and locking the door together with another person means that you both perform the malacha together, but that also means that neither of you perform the entire malacha by yourself, and therefore you are patur, and it's patur aval aser, it's still aser and prohibited on a midrabanan level, but on a Torah level you have not transgressed an iser, you have not transgressed the malacha on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, lo yachol, we had a similar machlokas earlier in the Masechta, lo yachol echad lenol, if it's a situation where the door is so heavy that if one person cannot possibly lock the door by himself, says the Mishnah, v'nalu shnayim, and two people in that situation lock it together. So says the Tanakama, chayavin, they are both liable because in this case each is viewed as though he performed the entire malacha on his own because they couldn't have done it independent of each other. For Rabbi Shimon poter, but Rabbi Shimon exempts them in this case as well because the reality is that neither did the entire malacha by themselves. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we passing like that first opinion, meaning to say, if the door is such that it cannot be closed or locked by simply one person and the two people do it together, so in that situation, in that case, we would assume that that they're both liable, they both transgress the prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, as we finish off the 13th Perek of Maseches Shabbos, is continuing our discussion of trapping on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Yashav Ha'echad al Pesach v'lo Milahu. If a deer was inside a house and one person decided to sit in the doorway but did not actually block it sufficiently to prevent the deer from leaving the home, Yashav Hasheni Umilahu, and then a second person comes along, sits next to him in the doorway, and then by him sitting there, he blocks the doorway completely, thus preventing the deer from leaving the home. Hasheni chayiv, says the Mishnah, the second person who sat down second, he is liable. He has transgressed the prohibition of tzedah because his act of sitting down made it impossible for the animal to escape, and therefore he's transgressed the prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, Yashav harishon al pesach umilahu. However, if the first person sat in the doorway and did block it enough to prevent the deer from escaping, uva hasheni v'yashav bitzido, and then a second person comes along and sat down beside him in such a way that his body formed some sort of an additional barrier against the deer's escape, afal pi she'amad harishon v'alachlav, even once the first person gets up and leaves, and he leaves the entrance blocked by only the second person, harishon chayiv v'hasheni Potter, says the Mishnah, the first person has transgressed the prohibition. He is chayiv, he's liable for trapping on Shabbos, because his act of sitting really did the initial trapping, and the second person is potter, because he, when he sat down, the animal was already trapped. He simply reinforced the trapping. Reinforced the animal's inability to leave, but really the first person who was sitting there was fully blocking the doorway. He was really the person who trapped the animal in the more significant way, and certainly in the first way, says the Mishnah, Halama Zedoma. What is this similar to? What case can this be compared to? Lenoalis Beso Lishamro. The second person can be compared to one who locks the door of his house to protect it. Venim Tzvi Shamr Besocho. And a deer is then found trapped inside his house, meaning to say the case is that a deer was trapped inside a house whose door was closed firmly to prevent the deer's escape, but not locked with a key. The owner then locked the door, thus trapping the deer even more securely than it was before. He is certainly not liable since he did not actually trap the animal. What did he do? He simply strengthened a trap that was already in effect. And that's the Mishnah's, the second case that we just discussed, is similar. That when the second person sat down, the animal was already trapped by the first person, and therefore he did nothing more to fortify the existing trap that was there. Hence, like the owner who locked the door, he is not liable for trapping. He did not transgress the prohibition, the malacha of tzeda, of trapping on Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Yud Gimel. Mishnah Vav discussed the case where you have people that are performing the malacha together. We said first that if a deer enters in the house by itself and then one person locks it, certainly in that case, he would be liable. If two people lock it in a regular case of a door, then they're both potter, that they're both exempt on a midah rabbana, on a midah araisa level, because at the end of the day, they did the malacha together, and in order to transgress a malacha, you have to do it by yourself. However, there is a machlokas. What if the lock or the door is such where you need two people to do it, and then the two people do it together? So in that case, we hold like the Tanakhama that two people would be chayiv, they would be liable, because again, it couldn't have been done without both of them doing it together, against the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And then Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zion discussed the case number one. Case number one was where a deer was inside a house, and one person sat in the door but did not block it, and then another person comes and sits there to block it more sufficiently. So he said that the second person who finished the act of tzeda, of blocking, of trapping the animal in the house, he is chayv, he transgressed the prohibition of trapping. The second case of our mission, though, was when you have the first person sitting in the door, but he did not block it sufficiently. I'm sorry, he did block it sufficiently to prevent the deer from escaping. Then a second person comes to reinforce that initial trapping. So he said that even if the first person gets up and leaves and only the second person's there, at the end of the day, it was first trapped by that initial person who was sitting there, and therefore only that person has transgressed the prohibition of tzeda, of trapping on Shabbos, and the second person who simply came to reinforce the trapping, to make it a stronger trap, he did not violate the prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. Have a great day.